Hi Lisa.
Hi, Willa.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, so you and Teresa are sat next to each other, are you?
Yes.
Was
We're in
lovely
Vermont.
here. How gorgeous. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi,
It was
ladies.
lovely. Lovely hearing how you, Teresa and Lisa, are so much in this together. You know, being able to
Yeah,
bring
we're
heat.
lucky. We're very lucky.
Willa, do you, wait, oh, I'm muted.
Willa, do
Willa,
you
do you
know the
have a
story
story of how
that I was
what we
going to do
decided
in
to do in
class?
class?
She
She
looked
looked
at the
at the
video
video
that I
that I
showed
showed
her
her
of
of
Reese,
Reese,
and she
and she
looked
looked
right
right
at
at
me
me
on
on
Friday
Friday
night
night
and
and
said,
said,
"What
"What
are
are
you
you
fucking
fucking
bored?"
bored?"
She
She
was
was
not
not
even
even
a
a
little
little
bit
bit
nice
nice
to
to
me
me
about
about
the
the
whole
whole
thing.
thing.
Who said
And the
that?
next thing you know, here we are. Sucker.
That is great.
Gosh.
Bummer.
Yeah.
There we go.
But you're really rolling with it, which that's what's fun.
Now, yeah, it feels that way.
Hi, Debbie. We have not heard from you.
Hi, Dad.
You know, it's occurring to me that this is the last moment with our teachers.
I'm
I
sorry.
don't like that. I don't like that part at all. Well,
No.
we could just, you know what the best part about it is for you, for us, is seeing you guys move on. Like, really, being able to grow and take your step into the third year. You know, this is only my first time being a TA, but, you know, just like in coaching people, it's like it's wanting, you know, progression. So we'll miss you guys. But you know what I found out about during this COVID crisis? That as much as Zoom, I spend like all my day on Zoom, which is why I'm kind of like closing down a little bit just to get away from it. It's the best thing to connect also. Like you
Yeah.
guys could get a Zoom, you know, and be able to get, you know, whether Summer's in Texas and you're in London,
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
still connect.
I think they've been doing that.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, a
Yeah.
bit.
Nice.
Yeah, we've done, and in the beginning of the quarantine, we did quite a bit of it.
I was a lot out of communication because of everything that was going on at work, but.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that no one's going off the email that was sent out for the schedule today because the schedule on the email shows we're supposed to be in the full school room.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Thank you, Summer.
Marjorie sent out an email to everyone saying disregard the schedule that's incorrect for today.
Yes,
I
she
saw
hopefully.
that. I just hope everybody saw that.
Hopefully everybody heard because I did say be back here at 2. So.
Yeah, and that's what I remembered. So I came here.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even look at it. So what's Reese reading off of, Corinne?
No, it was the email that was sent by Lisa T with the
Oh.
schedule and the links. We didn't double check it, so
Okay. All
until
right.
today when nobody was showing up, we're like, where is
Where's
everyone?
everyone?
Whoopsie.
Luckily, Laurie G was like, something's wrong. Oh.
I have a question to fill in the time. As a full member of the Rule Keeper Club, are we unusual as a group to have so many rule keepers? I mean, it seemed to come clear, was it yesterday, that we had a lot of people who were trapped with rule keeper energy? Or is it actually a largely human condition?
I think it's a human condition. I think that our culture, Western culture, rewards team players and achievers. And so, and yeah, so it brings that out for sure.
I also think it's a human condition to make others wrong. And when we make others wrong, we're in rule keeper.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know that, Deb?
That's how. When I was making Mike wrong for watching me pull up my bra straps.
It was his fault.
I have a master's degree in rule keeper. And it's posted on my wall right back there.
The rigid defense is created out of not having your inner world validated. Mm-hmm. And so everything becomes externally focused and we get really like rigid about perfecting the outside world. So I think that who had their inner world validated? Unless you were raised by like a kindergarten teacher or, you know.
Or you.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm not that great when it comes to parenting. I try really hard, but
yeah, you do great.
That rigidity and that perfection, it's like I think it's totally part of like a human condition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure, Kristen. I'm thinking about The Great Divorce and he wrote a book about that, you know. And again, that there's a whole there's a archetype in the old myths and it's called Holdfast. And, yeah. And what he does is he or she holds on to things and maintains the status quo. So.
Do you think that's where anxiety comes from? So like for me, the rule keeper is what kept the anxiety at bay, right? That's what, I can ride that edge really, really well and be a super achiever. And then, but if you're not doing that, then you just get internal chaos. But it all still comes from the same place of not being validated, you know, having your inner child validated when you're early on, I think.
Hey, Teresa.
Yeah.
I opened a floodgate in that conversation with Reese and it launched me into a lot of stuff that I'm not even really thinking I'm able to talk about here, but what happened is I realized that I'm a little boy whose daddy wasn't there when he wanted him to be. And when my rule keeper comes up, my rule keeper is my daddy, even though he's a mean daddy, he's a daddy that's there and protects me. And since I allowed the rule keeper to come down yesterday, I have been feeling very anxious and very emotional today and very raw. And it's scary and I don't like it at all. And I'm like wanting the rule keeper back in some small way because
I get it. I get it. It really, cause that organizes all of it. And it gets you validation in all those other places. And then you don't just have to sit with your feelings. I mean, the rule keeper for me is how I keep my feelings in a box. Mm-hmm. And the whole first year, I was like, wait, no one's telling me why it's bad not to feel your feelings. Why is that bad? So, yeah.
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 Yeah. The rule keeper almost took me right out of year two. I almost wasn't going to finish and almost wasn't going to do year three because I was on the fence until yesterday and I literally said to myself, you asshole, you literally were ready to bounce yourself out of this program because you're a scared little kid. Mm. Like you're just going to run away.
And Raphael, you're not alone. Everyone, Lisa has laughed at me about four times this year when I'm like, yeah, I'm out. I just can't do this. It's too much. I don't have time. I don't have money. Like, this is crazy. And anyways, what the hell? I'm talking to fucking guides. I mean, I've clearly lost my mind and need to go to the hospital. I'm out.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah. You're not. So.
Yeah.
That conversation yesterday, Raphael, was with Reese was awesome. And what you're saying now is that movement from the immature masculine, just another model, immature masculine to the mature masculine, where you're recognizing that you're demanding daddy to be whatever you wanted him to be, and then recognizing, oh, this is about me and I've got to follow my inner guidance.
I took it to a ridiculous level because I literally, Reese said something yesterday that really triggered me into this line of thought. He said at one point during one of the conversations with somebody, I'm not anybody's daddy or I'm not your daddy. And I realized that I literally made him my daddy in this scenario. And then I found every reason to pick him apart and to find fault with him through this entire process of COVID and all these little niggly complaints I had about little details about scheduling and stuff, because I needed to be validated that my daddy wasn't there for me. And I needed to make him represent that. And I was willing to walk away from this to be right.
That is so awesome. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. And that's where, you know, that's where we move from the immaturity to the maturity of recognizing, oh, this is my life. This is my choice. This is my responsibility. Oh, I'm an adult. I can choose the reality that I want to have. And not to make the other reality wrong. It's just, I'm choosing the reality that matches my my goals.
Physiology.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks, Willow. Yeah. Hey, I gotta step away just for a second. I gotta get Nancy in. So
Lori G is having a hard time getting on too. She says that it keeps saying waiting for host.
Oh boy, maybe they're in the big room. Let me send out. You say hey. Lori G is also.
Yeah.
Hey, story of my life.
I was at that
story of your life
saying waiting for host, so I tried back here. I kept trying back and forth.
Oh. Shatish, what's the story of your life?
I am just joking.
So I've noticed for me, the rule keeper rears its ugly head when I'm in resistance to the flow. Right? When I'm not in the flow and I'm not being flexible, being rigid again. And for me, it's a sense of trying to find control. Mm. And we all want to be in control, right? Like, let's be honest. We want to be in control of our surroundings. We want to be in control of ourselves.
Well, and of our story, you know, and our story runs our physiology.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What I love the most about learning the profiles, and especially like the defensive qualities of the profiles, is they're all triggered by a feeling of either overwhelm or lack of safety. Mm-hmm. So like when the thinker doesn't feel safe, they just leave. They just fragment. They just leave their body. It's like either too much energy is coming at them or they don't feel safe. And so they'll go into this pattern. And the pattern is what's completely unconscious. Just like Raphael was saying with, you know, projecting onto Reese, he wasn't feeling safe or supported or, you know, whatever it is that his child was needing. He went into that unconscious pattern. And that's all defense is. It's an unconscious pattern that we developed in childhood to feel safe. And the whole process of coming into consciousness is about recognizing when am I in a pattern and when am I present? You know, kind of just like Summer was saying about, you know, wanting to be in control. The rule keeper will step in when you feel unsafe or like, you know, the ego like needs predictability. And what if we could all just say, none of us have a clue what is going to happen? I think COVID taught us all a piece of that. Anything can happen at any time, and all we have is this very breath right now. Yep.
Hey, Kristen, I maybe you can tie these two together, or you know somehow help me make sense of the masculine and the feminine and all the profile types. I mean, how does abundance of masculine energy, let's say in case of a knowledgeable achiever, having that drive to just do, I think that impacts knowledgeable achievers more than it would impact, say, an emotional intelligence specialist. Would you say that, or like how would you weave that into something that makes sense?
You know, I've never actually thought about the profiles in terms of masculine, feminine. To me, the masculine, feminine is sort of like this umbrella of sending and receiving energy. So it was like yin and yang. You know, I'd have to sit with it and think about it in terms of, you know, profiles. But I think, well, I guess it depends, because like a leader could lead in a very feminine way. You know, like when I feel like I'm leading my daughter from like this, you know, this mothering place, I'll do that in, you know, a way that I feel is nurturing, and I'll be receiving her emotion in that moment. Instead of if I do it from a masculine way, I'm going to try to guide her and say, no, this is what we're going to do, as opposed to saying, okay, this is, in a different moment, I might do it in a feminine way. So I guess they could have masculine, feminine qualities, but it would probably be intuitive. Like, how do I feel about this in a moment? Like, does this feel masculine? Does this feel masculine is always energy going outward. It's action oriented, and feminine is always energy, you know, coming inward. It's more receptive. It's more nurturing and relaxing. So I would say just like feel it in a moment, you know, like as it comes up in you, what does it feel like?
Each type, I think. So what I heard from that is each type you can lead in either way, right? You could either, each type can play that masculine, feminine. So as you said, it's kind of an umbrella is how you are seeing it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, interesting. Thank you.
Hey, guys, do you want to do chart work? Do you want to break into groups and do chart work? Leave a thumbs up on it. I got one thumb up.
Guessing, I'm taking that as a no. Do they?
We could, yeah, I mean.
Mike, I'm dying to do chart work, but it doesn't look like anyone else wants to do it.
We've got two thumbs up. Put it in, so maybe you guys can put it in the chart, I mean, into the chat, chart. Renee's good either way.
Maybe it's whether they want to go to breakout rooms or stay in the large group and do charts. Do you want to?
What are the choices?
Well, that was where we were going to go. How much time? We've got 45 minutes before Reese comes in, and I mean, that gives us a break too. Oh, we're getting more. Yeah, we're getting more chart work. All right, we'll do that. If I break everyone into groups, is it okay that that Shatish, you have you folks in a group? And the folks that are together?
I think so, even though they've kind of
checked out.
Maybe we need to jump around to wake everybody up.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to do is break us into groups, and I'm going to have basically the groups that were healing partners together, and then we'll assign a staff member to each group. Does that sound good? Give me a second. Somebody talk while I'm making breakout rooms.
Can somebody play that I Love Me song and we can all dance to it? I don't know how to share my audio.
Kristen, that's a great idea. And then maybe we can videotape it, and that would be our contribution to the video.
Oh, it's being taped.
Oh, no.
The video's done.
I don't think it's going to be very loud, though, because I got to do the breakout rooms. I can't do breakout rooms.
other ways.
Where's your wig?
They gon' say all kinds of things. They'll make jokes about my name. They gon' try to clip my wings, but I'm gon' fly.
I'm gon' fly.
They'll try to play me like a game. I'll let the tools get up the fame. But I can see it clear when I'm looking in the mirror saying, my baby, you're right.
I love me. I love me. I don't know about you.
Yay! I am sorry, guys. This is like complicated. Somebody talk.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
So how's everybody feeling about the year wrapping up? What are your thoughts about next year?
I'm sad it's wrapping up. And I'm concerned about how I might do next year. But I'll find a way.
There's a lot of unknowns right now, which makes it a little tricky, especially for people that are traveling from a distance. And nice that you have this virtual option and that you already have connections to people in the group, which I think makes it so much easier to go virtually if that's what needs to be.
Yeah, but would have to be ideally properly integrated. I don't know how it was in the first year, but it seemed to me that they missed out a lot on this intimacy that we get.
I agree with that 100%. It's different having been there than it was virtually. But this scenario works much better than the virtual other scenario that I experienced. We were dropping all the time. Versus this, it seems like this has worked immensely well, I think. Greatly, really worked well.
I love it. I'm very surprised at how much I like this format. I've taken a lot of online trainings, and for their first cut at it, they've done a good job. And, you know, I feel connected to all of you, even though I'm not physically with you. I certainly would prefer to be able to give you hugs, but, you know, the intimacy is still there. And I think it's true that some people can share better in an environment like this than they can in a group when they're sitting around a bunch of people. They're less nervous.
I agree. I think this, for me, this has been a lot more helpful. And I love how we're all together and not separated in our separate groups. Sharing, so getting to know others from the other group that I didn't interact with that way. So to me, this has been, I'm loving this better actually, which I told Corinne, I was 100% in. Willa and Laurie
could vouch for this. I was 100% resistant as soon as the date was announced. I was pissed.
And that what CJ was saying is actually my concern of having a split delivery system where we're doing some online, some in person. For me, being in the corporate world and using Zoom a lot with remote folks, even though we're in an office gathered in a conference room, it's easy to forget that there are people online, right? So they don't get as included as much.
Yeah.
And this school has been a very immersive experience for me. Like, I don't know that, you know, some of my biggest breakthroughs have been through the exercises, mm-hmm. right? And I obviously won't have that ability if I'm at home. So.
I just want to encourage all of you to put all of this in the feedback form.
Okay.
Because, you know, everything's kind of being evolving as we're figuring out what we can do and what we can't do. So any kind of feedback that you have will be really important. You know, because we want to obviously make it the best experience for everyone. And then how do we, you know, present those activities that really challenge people over Zoom? Like sixth and seventh is different than what we do in first, second, and third.
Absolutely.
Which is much more of a physical practice.
That would be great, Corinne, fighting out of the corner.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I'm gonna put us in breakout rooms, and then the people that are going to six, I'll be there in a few minutes, so get started. But I've got to check and make sure everybody's good, so I'll drop in each one of the rooms. So here we go. See ya in about 45 minutes. Mike? Oh, can you hear me? Oh, I'm mute, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
I just talked to Teresa, and she and Lisa are getting in the car now. So they're going to drop for 45 minutes. They'll be back on as soon as they get cell phone reception.
Which okay.
Will be when I'll Reese comes in, because they, so I don't know which TA is with them.
I'll figure it out. It's
okay.
Teresa and
Lisa Haddad. So you probably have them together.
I don't, but go ahead and get in with
okay.
Janina's group. Thanks. Thank you so much. Lisa, you're leaving, huh? All right. Casey, I'm going to move you to another group. Sorry, honey. Oh, crap. Oh, you and I are in a room together. Oh, all right. Awesome. Oh, my, where am I? Oh, boy. Oh, there you are. Hey. Nice. Cheryl, hi. Hey, Jan. All right. Jen, hold on just a second. I'm getting my act together. Unmute yourself, hon.
All right, so it's chart work time?
Yeah.
Okay, I can always just tell you what I came up with and see if you...
Well, no, because I'm with the sixth, and I've got to put you with...
Sure.
I'm going to have to put you with Corinne.
That's fine.
I'm going to send you over there to her.
Sure, sure.
Hold on. That's breakout room one. Hold on.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Hello, I'm back. Oops, I don't hear you, but you're muted.
I'm sending you to six.
Six, here we go.
All right, see you there. Bye.
Bye.
I've just erased you. That's me.
Hey, I didn't realize my computer battery was low. I just died.
Okay, so you okay?
I'm gonna break up room two.
Okay, I'll send you there now.
Thanks, honey.
You too. There you go. Bye.
Bye. Shatish, it's Debbie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Debbie.
I want you to know you gave me a great gift.
And thank you for allowing me to contribute to you.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie. It was definitely hard to hear, but I know it's the truth. And you know, I mean, it's better coming from you than anyone else.
Yeah, reach out to me. Okay, today's not the end. Reach out to me and let's have a talk. Okay.
I would love that. Thank you.
I would love it too. You got my number?
Yes. I don't. I will message you on Facebook if you're active there at all.
Yeah, and that's connect. Right.
I think one of your friends, Catherine. She lives in Somerville. I interacted with her over the last, you know, the pandemic, and she's like, "How do you know Debbie Grover?" I'm like, "She's my teacher."
I don't know who it could be.
I can tell you in a second here.
Did we lose Mike, Debbie?
I think he might have just gone to the bathroom or something, maybe.
Oh, okay. My computer died in the middle of our check-in. I wasn't paying attention.
Mike's not on. I don't.
He might be trying to get a hold of Reese, so.
Okay.
Because what time is it? Yeah, Reese is very late. Oh, there he is. Hey, Reese. You're muted. You're still muted.
Just text me, Shatish, with who it is. Or
I said I was supposed to be in at 3:15, so I didn't want to jump in. I left my other group at 3, so I've just been waiting.
Oh, we had you at 3. Sorry.
Yeah, no, there was a break at 3:15 on my schedule anyway. Yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
gotcha.
So I'm good. I'm here. Let's go.
There's only 9 of us right now.
We're just waiting for everybody to come back in.
Ah, okay. What are they?
I guess you were right on time.
Are they doing? Have they done their feedback forms yet?
No.
They got the email.
Let's start with that because we're not going to get them in. You know.
Yeah. I'm going to jump out for a second and just.
Reese, I'm going to go ahead and break the groups down. Thanks.
You're going to do what, Meg?
Break the groups down. We got started a little late. I'll be right back. Thank you.
That's all right.
Oh. I'm going to do it right now.
And Mike, you've got the link to the feedback form?
I don't. I've got everything else. Let me look around for it while you're talking, unless anybody else has it.
I think you all got sent it. So somebody must have it. Let me see if Lisa can just send it to me.
And Reese, I'm going to make you a co-pilot here.
Okay.
Boom. All right, let me see. Important links for today. Enroll. Enrollment pages, you want number two, of course.
Yeah.
No, three.
No, we want feedback. Feedback.
Oh, feedback form for two. Gotcha. I'll put it in chat.
Okay.
Boom. 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 Nice. All right. Let's see. Open all rooms. Didn't I do that already? Oh, close all rooms. There. Reese, how are you doing with the technology? I was doing awesome until just now.
It's pretty good. Luckily, there's only so many things you can do on Zoom, and when we're using them all, so I'm pretty comfortable with moving around now.
Nice.
Let's see, what's going on with Mandy? And Nancy, oh, Nancy, okay, cool. All right, we're almost there.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry, Reese. Janina, which link do you want? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Reese.
So we're, because there's four of us, when the link comes up on my computer, the other three don't have the link. So if you can just email it out, the one for the feedback.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have her email?
Yeah, I've got, it's all of our people in
Twos. Okay.
Or if you have that, sorry, go ahead. It's fine.
So everybody knows that they're doing their feedback form right now, right?
Where is it online, the feedback forms?
It's in the chat.
In the chat?
In the chat, there's a link, and then you click on the link, and it'll take you to the page where you'll fill it out.
I'm working on emailing it to everybody. So they put it up in the chat, and I'll email it to everybody as well.
Thanks, Marjorie.
No problem.
And I've had feedback from every year how much they've liked the online. Yeah, how much they enjoyed this weekend and how, you know, it worked out well. I am interested in your take on that. There's a question in there about this, and you know, just talking with the first year students, there's a, you know, would we, you know, is this of such value that maybe we do three in-person classes and two online classes? You know, do we do a hybrid as an option? You know, so how do you feel about, you know, I mean, we're going to use this as a stopgap for, you know, in case for whatever reason, things shut down or people can't, travel, you know, we'll have the Zoom online option, but that was sort of like a, you know, we're planning on, in-person classes, all five in-person classes. So I'd love to get your feedback because there was a number of people that were like, you know, this was awesome and we got different things, different, there was a different level of connection here and certainly a lot easier for people that have to travel. So. Thank you, Ron A. I love the format too. It's really, I mean, it's the same format, but just in you know, you got all your teachers and it's actually, you know, there's not a lot missing. That there's the touch and then there's the in hall, you know, the lot of the program happens in the hallways, right? Like, so.
Marjorie, are you sending? Reese, it's interesting, physicians doing telemedicine, the feedback from their patients is they feel like they have more time and more of a direct conversation with their provider versus right. The 15 minutes in the office together going and the physicians looking back and forth.
Yep.
It's like you're now spending that 10 minutes with eye to eye. So they feel right. Like it's better.
And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I've been able to connect with the students much more this weekend because it doesn't take very much time for me to eat. So all the meal times, mm-hmm. I can just hang out with people while they're eating and I can add a whole nother hour a weekend or more with me to every one of the classes. So it's actually, you know, it was good for me. I got to connect more with all the students, which I don't always get to do.
But overwhelmingly, patients
The quality of the interaction is Yeah.
And yeah. It's the eye contact that they're saying, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's great.
I also find that the students are more focused. It's Patty Reese. That, you know, when they plan to say something, it's like thought out. There's, it's the timing of everything seems to be smoother and yep. they seem to be more focused. And I think that's because of this relationship of eye to eye on the screen and there isn't the group there.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I find.
And my concern was that, you know, the way we do these 3-day weekends would be too much. And I mean, it seems like everybody's, you know, with the balance between meditations and energy and healing work and everything, it's very different than just doing some sort of all day lecture type of stuff. It's like people are going to be tired at the end of the weekend, I'm sure. But it seems like they're managing, you know, nobody's fading, you know, while we're in this. So it's keeping them engaged. And you know, I keep hearing more and more, you know, everybody I talk to is like, you know, I'm going through each of the classes now and everybody's still totally engaged. Now they're filling out their forms, asking questions, doing things. So it's really good.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, it's not a vow. I'm not saying I won't show up next year if it's all virtual or whatever, but there is definitely an element of missing that human connection with people. I'm here with 4 people. So it doesn't feel that much, but I have, you know, I have the networker in my inner light point, and you know, I'm much more comfortable there physically meeting people, giving them hugs.
I've been running this school, and then seven years before that, I was in another school where it's all this connection, right? And so I really understand. I really see how the energy of the group, the energy in the room makes a big difference in the transformation. But somebody, you know, I mentioned that to the first year students and they were like, yeah, but the people that wanted to get together did get together. I was like, oh yeah, they did. So like you did, you have some connection there. It's not the whole group. And unless the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket and everything gets shut down, I would never do just a solely online program. I'll keep building, and that's what I'm planning on the next couple of years is every, like twice a year, I'm going to come up with another one of those 30-day trainings for you so that you can go even deeper in all the work. That's one of my goals. But it may be that a hybrid class where 3 in person and 2, the beginning, the middle and the end are all in person. And then the 2 in the middle are online. Something like that is a possibility, you know, depending upon the type of feedback I get from this. This is really, we were floating a new balloon here. So, and people seem to really like it. And yet there's also the need for connection. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you, Satish. I'm with you on.
Hey, Reese.
Yeah.
Hey, so in our, when we were just in a breakout group, we were trying to brainstorm on a way, to utilize technology outside of class. It is not Facebook, because Facebook is super distracting now. It's yep. loaded with entertainment and opinions and clickbait. It's just yep. not like it used to be. So we came up with potentially using Slack, which is a business app that you can segment into different categories. Like we could have a category for chart work. We can have a category for, you know, meditation. And we can choose who we want to be in it if we want to create small groups, or we could put larger groups into it. But it might be worth looking at to look at other ways of connecting offline that are more intimate, that don't have a lot of advertising and all that.
I'm all for that. So if any of you, if Liz and you and Raphael know how it works and you want to get together with me on a Zoom and talk through what are options, I got to make this decision pretty soon, because I got to start selling for the first year students, within the next month to get them to the Awaken. So I'm open to any ideas and I don't know whether we add, you know, I don't know, we do more weekends if we have it all online, I don't know, or I don't know how it all goes. Right now, I'm open to your suggestions, as well as, like, so you're not talking about what happens during class. You're talking about the in-between class, how the students connect, and I like
right.
that.
But even if we're in a weekend and we want to communicate during that weekend about yep. something, and we don't want to bother you or a teacher because you're busy, we might be able to jump into that group and yep. put among ourselves and work something out.
Yep. Agreed. Yeah, that's all good. I like that.
Slack is good. Google Hangouts is good. At my work, we use Microsoft Teams, but if you get into Microsoft, then you are paying big money for that yeah. platform.
Yeah.
But Slack has a free version, and actually yeah. I'm an architect at work, so I'd be happy to help.
Great. Yeah, I'd love to see how that works. Facebook is, I don't like Facebook. If I could use another, I know that people are going to Hulu or something. They're trying to shift out of Facebook for everything. But that's at Hulu. What is it? There's a new platform because anybody in Holistic is pretty much getting censored now, you know, in so many different ways from Facebook. So it's a limited space. Yeah.
This is Rane. So there's also another network that I've joined. It's called Mighty Networks. Mm-hmm. And people are starting to host their Facebook classes there.
Yep.
And there are no ads, so it's separate. So I just want to throw that out there. I haven't looked into it totally as if I was going to host something. So on your end, you know, you'd have right. to see if that would work, but it's an additional option.
Yeah. So I'm up for, if everybody who has a good idea that way wants to send it to me, I'll have to run all of these tech things by Lisa. She usually knows about all of them to begin with, and she'll be able to say how our system might work within that. So that would be good. Lisa Tarrant.
And by the way, I'm totally opposite of the networker in Satish. So this whole plan has worked for me, and I have more energy today than I have any of the weekends. So
yeah,
this is brilliant. And adding in the Slack idea for the connection in between, like Raphael mentioned and Liz, I think that's an awesome idea.
Yep. Okay.
And for me, it's like, I'm like so the opposite of Satish, where it's like, I want to do all of it virtual because I have that hermity. I know you and I are fighting between the hermit and the researcher, but that this just works for me. So
yeah. No, and listen, I can tell you that the first year students that got you in their breakout groups, they were thrilled. They were saying, "Oh my God, I learned stuff I would have never learned if I hadn't talked to some of the upperclassmen." So you guys were like, you know, can put a feather in the cap there. It's like, okay, I impressed a first year student at least. So that's, you know, because you know you guys don't even understand. The amount that you know already is just astronomical compared to what's out there. And, you know, I know we just sort of say, well, ho-hum, you're just going to learn about all the archetypes. You're going to learn about all the chakras. You're going to learn about all the lower self, higher self, and, you know, all this sort of stuff and the healing work and all these multiple dimensions of dynamics and things. And you're just like, okay. But the average person, that's like, you're like a rocket scientist for as far as energy work goes. So the first year students were they're like, oh, I love talking with the upperclassmen too. This was really nice. So, so everybody seems like they're done with their feedback forms. We've got, what have we got till 4? So we got about half an hour. Who didn't get a chance to sort of, you know, check in last time? We had a few folks that didn't have a chance to say, you know, sort of say how their year went or any questions or, you know, where you are, like what, how far have you come and what, and how, and you know, how can I support you?
I'm posting in the chat so you guys can be ready. And, Marjorie, if you could glance at those and make sure that I've got it right. Amy, Lori, and Mandy.
that hasn't said anything.
All weekend?
All weekend. I see them talking, but they won't talk to me.
Okay.
If I miss anybody else.
Amy, Lori, Laurie, and Mandy, go ahead. And whoever wants to go.
Get over here, Amy and Lori.
Oh, thanks, Satish.
I say they're hiding out.
Mandy, why don't you share?
Well, I've shared in the small group.
This is big group.
I know, and that's always the hardest thing for me.
Mandy, what about that saboteur? Let go of her.
Yeah, well, I procrastinate everything, so, you know, if I wait till the end, then I can be skipped and I don't have to do it.
Ah, good deal.
Nice strategy.
Mandy, I was in your group.
Not today.
I was in your group, Mandy. This is the time now to talk.
Well, no, but I feel like I've already got it out. So I'm other than sharing.
Listen,
the same thing
you, shared, Mandy, if you got, so this is what's nice about the school. Sometimes the one-on-one is all you need. Sometimes a small group is what you need. Sometimes you like being large group and get some feedback from me or whatever it is. It's everybody gets what they need in the program. We have such a diverse way of giving you, you know, what your needs are. You know, if you can't get your needs met here, I don't know what to do. I don't have no idea.
I'm not even complaining. I have a need that I need met at the moment.
You're actually saying your needs have been met and we're forcing you to talk when you don't want to talk. And I'm saying you don't have to talk if you don't want to talk.
Oh, thank you.
You can just hand it off. It's totally fine. Okay. If you're feeling good about the weekend and you're feeling good that you got what you needed, then we're good.
Can I say something here though?
Sure.
A lot of people commented to me that what I said had helped them in some way, and very few people heard what you said, and I didn't. So maybe something you said in that group could really touch me, but I'll never hear it. So that's it.
Hmm. Maybe about that, Mandy. Can I
share something, Lori? Mm-hmm. Amy? Do you guys want to say something? Because they've been waiting.
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay. That's fine. Amy, how about you?
What are we sharing? Just how we're doing?
Just lay your soul right on the table there. Just like, let us know what's going on. No, just like what's going on? How did the year go? Is there something, you know, have you accomplished something you want to share? Like you really feel like, God, I really got this and I still need to work in these areas or, you know, what's happening?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm feeling good. The Zooming for me this weekend was definitely harder just because I was Zooming for the last 3 months with my kids, you know, at school and parents and all that. So just Zooming right now is tough for me, like a lot of people, but you're doing a great job. Amazing. So prepared. So, but yeah, I'm getting a little checked out. That's my own personal thing. But overall, yeah, this year has been amazing and different than last year, but really good. And just the connections, the soul connections have been unbelievable. And I would say that's been really special this weekend, just being with Mandy, Satish, and Lori and being able to process everything and talk about things and, you know, going on walks and really, you know, exploring, you know, emotions and all the feelings that we're dealing with. But yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of changes in my life, especially this year. I met the man of my dreams, and
I was gonna say you didn't want to mention that, right? It's like, well, yeah. That's like the ultimate goal.
Yeah, that was the ultimate goal. I remember calling you and saying, yeah, that's pretty much like what I needed in my life. But yeah, and COVID actually helped us to, you know, get our relationship to a way higher level because now I'm living with him and I'm finally selling my condo after 12 years, which was super hard for me to envision in my future and something I've wanted for so long, like over 5 years. So yeah, that stuff is amazing in my life.
So tell what, cause we always talk about, you know, when you find that person you know, that you want to share your life with in a more of a spiritual sense, and you find someone who really has resonant energy with you, your primary relationship, I would say it's, it could be 80%, but it's like, it's at least like 70% of your daily energy that you get comes from the quality of your primary relationships. If you're not in a primary relationship, it's going to be your workmates, your family, your, you know, the, you know, what's the immediate circle around you. And so just, can you talk to what it feels like to have shifted? And it's like, oh my God, I've got this relationship that I wake up to that makes me feel what, how much more energy do you have? How much more consciousness? How much more, how does it feel?
Yeah. I mean, it's something brand new for me just to have this connection that, that is so deep and so real and something that I've been searching for my whole life. And I've always felt like the men that I used to date, like they just never understood me. And now to have that person that I can just seriously talk to about deep inner personal things, and he listens in a way that nobody ever has been able to listen. And yeah, he's just very connected himself and very insightful, and just, he hasn't gone through this course or anything, but I'm so blown away at how connected he is to himself and, you know, everything around him and me, and he's just so present. And don't get me wrong, like, you know, we're still working through some things. It's not all rainbows, but, you know, even when we do work through things, it's really cool because it's like I'm able to dig deep like I do with, you know, the people in the school.
Nice. And do you think that you would have walked right by him 3 years ago?
Yeah. Well, 3 years ago, I was in a really shitty relationship. So, but
right.
But,
because somehow there was like the work you've done now with your classmates and sort of like the depth that you've gone, and you're like, oh man, a deeper relationship isn't just about sex or just about, you know, like having someone or doing, it's about choice. It's about making a choice in a relationship to share something real. And it sounds like, you know, you're really applying that. I love it. I love it, Amy. That, I'm so happy for you. Cause I remember our first conversations when you were coming in, I was like, you know, I think we could help.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been life-changing on so many levels. And I just feel like every day it's just getting better and better. And
nice.
Yeah, so thank you for everything.
Thanks for sharing, that's awesome. Okay, so who else hasn't gone? Who else would like to, and anybody can go again if they want, if they feel like they didn't get a good shot at it the first time, because we seem like we're pulling teeth here to get some of these folks to talk, so it's fine. Anybody else have any questions? Any you know, questions about anything? What happened this year, about your archetypes, about the inner light point, about, you know, why, you know, what, whether your inner light point's the right one or archetype for it or whatever. You tell me. It's fair game now. We have people
awesomeness, Lori.
Can I run my chart past you, Reese, or can I do that
Sure. Somewhere
else? Or,
yeah, Jennifer.
Okay. Yeah. Hello. And I'm very happy for Amy too. It warms my heart that her heart is being warmed. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Your mark, get set, go. Okay. So first is.
Whoa! I won't be able to do a whole chart. Let's just try. Let's just try your 6-7 inner light point combination. Because keep in mind that the inner light point is the creator of chakras 6 and 7.
Yep.
So there's like soul point breaks into the three, you know, or you know, goes down into the other four, inner light point, aha point, you know, spiritual life purpose point, and that. And so all the other chakras feed those. So you want to have a relationship between those that is very strong. So what's your inner light point, and then what are your two chakras?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back. Okay, so that's a little bit more confusing, but so I'm not sure I agree with it. So I actually channeled this one. This is inner light point was prophet, believe it or not.
Prophet?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. So what was soul point? Was
no, inner light point, and then the chakras 6 and 7.
Oh, sure. 6 is victim. And seven's
which,
actually.
Which version of victim?
I don't remember which one it was. Hold on.
What, I mean, if you have it in sixth chakra, why do you see yourself as a victim in six? Just because of the way you self-talk, or you?
Being in a victim. So it's going from it's stepping out of victim into power. So it's just it's that needing to overcome. It's the life journey of stepping away from victim and overcoming and stepping into power.
Right, but that's the general thing of the archetype, and that could be in every chakra. But in your sixth chakra, do you see the world as a victimizing place, and you want to then? Okay, so you see the world as a victimizing place, and so victorious in there would be
correct.
Seeing the world as something that you can totally handle, right?
That's right.
You're like,
exactly.
Never again. I'm never going to give anybody my goat again.
That's exactly right.
All right. Yeah. Nice. Okay. And chakra seven?
Politician.
Politician. I don't think I gave you those. I don't think we talked about those things at all. All right. So,
it's like everything's a negotiation with me. Yeah.
Okay. But from the seventh chakra, that would be a fifth chakra thing for you.
Well, it's more of a negotiation.
How is it in seventh chakra?
How psychic am I really? You know, how psychic am I really willing to, what percentage of my time am I, you know, negotiating being here on earth and being in the spirit world? How open am I really to having connection?
So you're thinking about your politician like a negotiator.
Kind of.
I would say you got a big negotiator. That might be one of your spirit centers. But yeah, okay. So how would you link profit with politician and your victim?
So I've always felt that I have a deliverable here, that I'm meant to make Earth life a better place before I depart. There's something I still need to do. So there's something I need to deliver.
By the way, that's true of every soul on the planet.
Right.
So what's your deliverable?
I need to leave this place better than I found it.
Every soul has that as their deliverable. Right. What's your way of doing it? Because your archetypes will tell you exactly how to do it.
So I think it's bringing more beauty. I mean, there's something around making the world a more beautiful place.
Okay.
It's hard for me to put my finger on and articulate.
I want you to take a look at mm-hmm. that. And it's certainly, you know, you've got it. Everybody's got a chart now.
Yeah.
And then in the third year, you got to go back and say, how does this tell a story of my, of everything I've ever thought or breathed or done in my life? And how is it something that just makes me say, oh my God, I love myself.
Right.
Okay. So profit, you know, so the profit and the politician and the victim in the upper three chakras, sort of like the way you download and connect, mm-hmm. don't speak to creating beauty in the world.
Right.
You aren't looking for it or seeing it or creating it or like being part of it.
That's right.
So what is it, you know, if you had prophet and politician and victim in the upper chakras, you're going to be bringing down, like mm-hmm. you are literally going to be in a battle in the world for, you know, like the prophet is bringing information mm-hmm. that usually nobody wants to hear. And, you know, and then the politician is going to pick sides and, mm-hmm. and negotiate and manipulate and, mm-hmm. you know, and all mm-hmm. of that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the victim is going to, you know, is going to, the victim that sees the world as a dangerous place, you know, is, it has to literally then fight against, a world and help the world see itself as not so bad. So there's right. That's like a like almost like a Samaritan kind of a thing that you're doing there. So think
you'd
about
think
that.
You'd think I would have martyr somewhere, but I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't think you have martyr somewhere.
No, I don't.
That, if we tell that story, you do. But I think that this is why you got to look at that. So I would. I don't know where profit comes from or what that comes from. But you want to look at how do you actually for all of you when you're thinking about seventh chakra and sixth chakra, how do you download what comes to mind first when you see another person? What's the first thing you see and think of when, you know, how do you see the world first and foremost? You know, right. So my sixth chakra is my child. I see everything as a miracle. It's like, oh my God, this is a miracle. You know, and then I have my saboteur in the seventh chakra because I download so many miracles every day, like 80% of them are on the floor rather than being translated into anything. But I get my brilliant ideas for the seventh chakra. So recognizing that my creative idealist, you know, needs that, and my inner child is what sort of says, how hard could this be running an energy school? How hard could this be doing Zoom for a weekend? And I have that inability to recognize when something is impossible. And that's why I do what I do. You've got to be able to tell that story. This is the story of your life rather than just sort of like these archetypes seem to fit in these boxes.
I think, so in that context, I think that seventh might more be of an advocate than politician in that regard.
Okay.
Because I'm getting information, I'm getting wisdom, downloads, and I feel compelled to help people to get what they need.
Okay.
And all right, help.
Can I keep going? Let me give other people a chance. But that's good. Put advocate in there. That seems better.
It's not because
You've got to be able to tell that story. This is the key with your chart. Your chart becomes your life story.
Right. And so where the victim comes in is says, I don't want to be responsible.
I got no problem with your victim in the sixth chakra. Yeah. I've seen that. since you showed up, I've been able to see that. Now the victorious side of that is seeing
awesome.
The world, seeing the world as a dangerous place that you can handle.
Yeah.
And support, you know, and not feel like you're as strong as it is.
It's going to be great.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's the way. All right. Who else is up? Who else has anything interested on your chart or chakras? Anything?
I'll go. I haven't said much.
Okay. Hey, Lori.
Hi. So I had a hard time with the online thing. I don't, and it's not what I feel like I have to preface what I'm going to say with. It's not speaking anything against the program or, you know, anything like
that. I won't take it personally.
Okay. So, I mean, I kind of agree with some of the other people, and I understand the situation is what it is. There's nothing you can do. You do the best you can given the situation.
Yep.
But I didn't feel the connection, I guess, as I would have, you know, if we were in person.
I totally agree. I don't think there's any way to get that level of connection. It's just a matter of what was the value.
Well, that's what I'm struggling with.
Okay.
It was easy for me to check out. Like, you know, like it was easy for me to be like, I'm not gonna, so if I'm late for the Temple of Light, and so what? It was easy not to show up for that. You know, it was easy to, you know. So it was easy for me to get distracted. So, like, I had to take my picture off of most of the thing because I was getting too distracted on being negative about myself. So I had to shut it off so I could listen to other people, you know. But I wish I had the profound changes like a lot of other people have talked about.
I think if you talk to every one of your teachers, they would say that you have had as profound a change as anybody I've seen. The problem is that you're also a mismatcher. So as soon as you make a massive change, you immediately say, well, that wasn't enough. Well, that was okay. But you have fallen in love in class, you have connected in class, you have come out of your way. And then because you have this sort of what Tony Robbins calls a mismatcher within you, which is like, yeah, but, you know, kind of like that kind of thing, you then lose it again and can't remember that you had it. But you've had an enormous transformation. And knowing that, even if we had to do, for whatever reason, we had to do an online class, or some of the classes were online, or whatever it was, whatever, however we end up with this, you would definitely be someone that would want to get together with a couple classmates during the weekend. Because it sounds like that self-sabotage in you, you really care about people. You really love your classmates. You are really, really like a presence in the room, and we can care. You have a really tough inner critic, and sort of like, yeah, I'm not, you know, like you said, it's like without some reason, you're not going to get up and do anything. But you become the reason, and your classmates remind you that you have a reason, and you need more time with that. I totally agree. The in-person work for you is essential. You know, cause it's, you haven't quite caught that how much they love you, how much they support you, how much they're happy to have you there. And you get that on the weekend, and you're not getting it right now. So making sure, if we ever have to do this again, that you're the one that raises your hand and says, who wants to come to my house? I can't do this alone. I want to do this with people. And then if you all skip the meditation, you all skip the meditation, who cares? But you're there having fun. You're reconnecting with this part of you that you really came in the program for to begin with, which is this like reconnecting with your heart and with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Evie was at my house yesterday, and it was nice having her.
Yeah.
But I really need that. That's one of the main reasons why I joined the program, was to kind of get that social connection.
Yeah.
I mean, I get people have lives, and they, you know, have already established relationships. So, you know, it's like once the weekend's over, that doesn't really continue. And that's what's hard.
And does it not continue? I mean, I know everybody's busy and we got things, but does it not continue because you know, you reach out once or twice, or you don't, or you've kind of given up on reaching out, or just sort of saying, well, let's wait until someone invites me to do something. You know, I can tell you for absolute certain that within 3 seconds of emailing or texting CJ, she will text you back.
Yeah.
Right, CJ? It doesn't matter, 24 hours a day, no matter what time of day it is, within 5 seconds, you will get a text back from her with a pleasant thing to say. Yeah. Okay. And you've got, you know, and it may just be that you need to sort of realize that there's ways that you need to communicate with these people that, you know, that works for you. And you have so much to offer.
Yeah, I do reach out to people, but I always feel like this is something I've always done my whole life, I'm the one that's always making the effort, you know, like it throughout my life. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that about this program. I'm saying like more so like I'm always the one that's making the effort.
Right. And because that's an old pattern, even when they do reply back, you feel like they're replying back just because I reached out, or they just feel obligated, rather than realizing that they reach back because they like you.
Yeah.
You know, if you assumed they liked you first, whether you reached out or not, you'd feel really good about yourself.
Yeah, no, I do. I do know that they're going to respond because, you know, they, at least I hope that, yeah, like people, yeah, that people like me, so that's why they respond.
They're not, look, Lori, they're not feeling sorry for you. They like you. You're amazing. You're a little scary sometimes, but you're amazing. And then it's like, and it's, you know, and it's important that you kind of get that. And it's like, just keep reaching out. If you've got a tracker for reaching out, a lot of people on here don't. Okay. And they need people to just keep reaching out, say, I'm coming by, or I'm going to stop over, or, you know, where do you work? I'm going to come by. I want to see where you work. Let's go for a walk. And even if you only get, you know, one person a week to do something with you, and maybe 4 or 5 people a week to kind of just like text back and forth or what's going on. You know, there's some cool stuff. There's this cool little, what's it called? There's like a new chat thing that you have like 10 second videos or something that you go back and forth on. You know, you can start something like that, you know, where it's just fun for the group to kind of do that. What's it? Does anybody know what that's called?
You're talking about TikTok?
TikTok, yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Liz. You know, so something like that, just say, come on, let's get everybody on TikTok. And you send them a thing, meet me. And it's something fun that you can do that sort of takes you out of this pattern. The pattern for you is really what's killing you. The reality for you is that you've got a whole bunch of people who love you and you do a great work in the world. And there's hardly anybody you probably know that isn't like Lori's just like a deep, caring person. You know, until we get into this process part of you where you're so tough on yourself and you know, you kind of feel like, oh, you know, I don't know what you end up shutting down when you really, like just then when we were laughing about, you know, you're laughing. It's like, you're fun. You're funny. You like a, you know, a tough situation and kind of like working through it. You know, if there's a tough situation, try to get together with people, then that's what you do. Yeah. You know, but everybody here needs whatever intimacy you've gotten so far from the program. Everybody here needs 10 times more. I mean, it's not like this is good. And you know, it's like, what's it like to totally trust so each one of you can come from where you are right now, really to where I'm seeing the third years right now, where they're just sort of like, they've gotten to that place where just like, you know, they just can't, you start realizing how much energy you put into your defense. And at some point you realize, God, I'm holding up this defense like this all the time. It's like, why am I doing that? Why is that so important? At some point you let it down, but you let it down because when you do let it down, there's someone standing there saying, oh, I love that part of you, you know, and I know you hold up your defense sometimes, but I love that too. And it makes it safe for you to have both things and then you can make the choice.
So how am I scary? You said I was scary, so I want to know how.
Because sometimes I know you're not upset, but it looks sometimes like you're like, it's like, oh my God, what is she? Is she angry at me or something? But I know you're just thinking, you know. But what happens is that you when you think about yourself, when you start doing your inner process, there's a really tough critic, and so it puts you in an emotional state that's very difficult to get into, like to get near. And so that's what I mean by you're scary. I mean, you're not hurting anybody or doing anything. You're certainly not we've had scary people in the program before. You're not a scary person, you know, that way. But there's a piece of you that's like, you can't come in at the, you know, like I don't, you're not going to get in. And that's because you've triggered yourself to believe that somehow you're not worthy or valuable or fun enough or something. And if you think about yourself that way and think about all the good you do in the world and all the good people, all the people you help, and how many people love you, you know, you got, not just classmates, you probably have tons of people that you can just call and say how you're doing and follow up with people or do whatever it is, you know, clients and, you know, people that just really appreciate you. And if you let yourself be appreciated more, you'd learn to appreciate, you know, what you can do and the fact that you are a doer and reach out and try to connect. That's a really important thing. This group needs that. There's a lot of people in this group that aren't necessarily connecting very often.
Laurie, like I mentioned yesterday, the welcome sign sometimes is not out.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that feedback. And I do appreciate it, and I hear what people say.
It's not just not the welcome sign is out. It's like, beware of dog.
Yeah. You know? But I have to say, though, I really have been working on trying not to be so critical. I was telling the others before, I've been doing hypnosis, to really work on my inner critic and judge.
Nice.
So that's so that I can not be so hard on myself when I see myself or look at myself at the mirror. So that's been very helpful.
Nice. So that's you're really doing the work and you know, and I, you know, I love that everybody goes out. I mean, I listen to all the years and people are like, oh, I'm doing inner child work. I'm doing this work. I'm going to work with this therapist. I'm doing that. I did everything when I, you know, when, you know, going through school, I must've done 100 things to different things and trying to, you know, once I found out about past life regression, I did a bunch of those and I did, you know, so like I did everything. And then I found out that the one thing that changed me was calling up my classmates and going and having fun and not just working making everything a challenge that I had to work through. So then I could go and have fun. I just went and had fun. And then I realized, oh my God, the other shit works itself out. So yeah. I'm not saying that anything you're doing is wrong, but the time you spend playing with your classmates may be the most cathartic transformation that each one of you will ultimately have, because as adults, we've already been programmed that you don't do that, you know? And the people that do that are just drunks, or they're just, you know, they're just, there's a problem with, you know, there's a reason why they get together, because there are problems, you know? And, but the truth is that if you looked at all your classmates like kindergarten friends, you know, you wouldn't worry about that much, but when you're with, like you just said, when you were with Evie yesterday, you were with Evie, right? It was Evie?
Yeah, with Evie.
You were with Evie yesterday, your inner critic wasn't there, right? It wasn't there as often, even when things came up, right? Yeah. And so that's, and now you can do therapy till you're blue in the face, but it's for you as a charismatic leader, it's the relationship that you're in that allows you to be more animated. And when you're not being able to be animated in a relationship as your charismatic leader, that energy turns against you. And so for you, having people in your life and doing things and as often as you possibly can, and even if you can't do it, you Skype them or you call them, or and you just say, before I do this negative self-talk, I'm going to call Evie. I'm going to call, you know, Paula. I'm going to bug Cheryl. You know, whatever, you can totally do it. And they will love you. They're nodding. Yeah. They're not saying, don't ever call me. No, they're saying they would totally love to chat with you. Right.
Yeah.
And that's part of the charismatic leader. I always say charismatic leaders, they often are the ones that have the most depression and alcoholism and all these sort of things. And I'm always like, even if you're alone in the house and you're like, oh, what can I do? Go to a store where somebody waits on you, you know, go to a store and say, I want to try these clothes on. I want to try this on. And just interacting with the person in the store alleviates, because charismatic leaders need relationship. And you may have limited your relationship just down to clients and certain people and things like that. And you just kind of need to allow yourself to have more fun in the world, you know, with people in general. Yeah. All right. It's 4:00. I got to go. I'm going to see you guys at closing in an hour. So I'll see you at closing in an hour. Love you guys. And so just remember, you're registered for next year unless you tell us you're not coming back. And the only thing you really need to do is go on the links and check the pricing and just decide which payment plan. And if you have any problem with payments, if you're already behind from last year or whatever it is, just reach out to me. If you really want to continue, you've already done 2 years. I want you to get all the way through, because the third year is where, you know, obviously we really take all these skills. You've got so many skills right now, integrating them all and making that chart, if nothing else, just like something that makes you just cry when you see it is going to be amazing. You know, so do that. You've all filled out your feedback forms. I'd love to know more about, your relationship with the online. And you know, everything, you guys, I love you. Can't say enough about how proud I am of all of you and all the work you've done. And Laurie, thanks for, that was sort of a good last little piece there. Cause each of you need to keep pushing that envelope of not isolating and connecting more and more. So
thank you. And thank you everybody. I appreciate it.
Yep. All right. I gotta go. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, awesome. Hey, Corinne, do we want to take a short break before we do the, anybody have to do a bio break or anything?
Yeah, let's take a quick 5-minute break and come back.
We'll be right here.
Hi, Laurie. Hi, everyone. But Laurie, I love you so much. I miss you.
Oh, I know. I miss you too. I miss you guys. I miss everybody.
Yeah. And please call me, text me when you want. And yes, it's nice.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I know. I wish you guys. I wish I knew you guys were getting together at Janina's house. I would have come, or I would have invited you here, or something. You know, I didn't know you guys were getting together.
No, Laurie, it was really important that you got air conditioning for me yesterday. Thank you.
And I'm nice and cool today. Thank you.
Mike, can you hear me?
Corinne, I'm here.
Okay, good. My speaker wasn't working before. I was trying to talk and it didn't come through. So I just want to make sure it's working.
Yeah, I can hear. And Laurie, I don't mean to isolate you, but I'm going to mute you just for a second to see. I've got space sounds coming. I think it's from you.
Oh, maybe it's me too. I got to shut me off.
Well, if you guys want to talk, just do it. I mean, Laurie, go ahead and leave it open for now until Corinne starts. It was awesome space. It was awesome space sounds, honey.
That's still coming from my computer?
Yeah. But just okay, leave it.
I said there's something running on my computer. I don't know what it is. I can hear like the fan or something going. So
maybe.
There's something running.
No big deal.
Unless there's a presence here that we don't know about.
I know, that's where I was going with that too.
Willow, thank you. I miss seeing you and hearing from you.
And I'm aware that this is our last hour together.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. I know, and Corinne's gonna make us do an activity that'll make me cry. You're so mean, Corinne.
Oh. Evie, I just saw what you wrote. Oh my God, I was hysterical before when Reese said to lay your soul out on the table. And I was like, well, he has to buy me dinner first before I show my soul to anybody.
Oh my God. I'm not taking that any further, Laurie. I was going to say, date, but I didn't say, oh wait, I did.
Hey, can I chime in here? Remember, Laurie, when we did the healing the other day and I asked you how was it for you and you said annoying?
Yeah. How I was annoyed, yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
I was annoyed. You know, Casey is so good at, she told me how, you know, it takes me a while to get in and Friday I'm usually, well, she didn't use the word crabby, but that's probably true. I was crabby. I was just annoyed. I've been annoyed, you know. It takes me a while to get in.
I understood though, so it was all good.
I said, Raphael, you benefited from my annoyance because you felt that vibration.
No, what Casey had said was like so spot on. Like she comes in Friday annoyed, then comes Saturday she starts to warm up, and then Sunday it's. She's at her high, usually. So Casey's like so friggin' insightful.
Yeah, she really is.
Where is she? I'm gonna text her.
Yeah, she hasn't been on for a while.
Yeah, she was here earlier.
Also, Laurie, I'd like to point out, yesterday I was at my most irritated when actually I was feeling I was having a lot of feelings.
Oh my God, Will, that is awesome. I was irritated because I was having feelings. Sorry.
Well, I was finding everything very irritating, but the point is I didn't know how to have the feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's a struggle for you.
But this is why I'm loving this Zoom, because we wouldn't have had this intimate discussion in a normal weekend. You know, mm-hmm.
Yes, we would have.
No, you're so full of shit. No,
yes, we would have. We would be, because you could see people to actually talk.
I know, but it's always the one-on-one. This is everybody in our class. It would have been, you and I would have had this conversation, not everybody. Yeah.
True.
There are upsides.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we have done this in when we do the check-in or when we're in groups, we have done this where we, you know, talk amongst ourselves.
No, definitely. I'm not knocking, but I think the level of deepness that we've gone, or depth, I should say, for this weekend it's amazing.
Yeah. Maybe just because I'm not a computer person, you know, that I don't let, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to do this for a job. So a lot of people are used to it because that's what they do for their job.
Yeah, but I'm like personally zoomed out. That's why I was not looking forward to this weekend. I was like, this is going to suck. Oh my gosh. And pleasantly surprised.
So, you know, aren't you glad I bullied you into...
I know, you and Willa, totally.
Oh, I missed it. Who was it that was, Laurie, was that you? Did you
believe Willa it? And Laurie, I was so resistant. The two of them were like, really helped me through this.
It was coming for this weekend. It was really my air conditioning. That's really why you wanted
to. Yeah, the only thing that sold me.
Oh my goodness.
Willa, were you able to release those feelings that you were feeling?
Yes, I was. Well, I just cried.
Yes. Yeah. But that's cathartic. It's good to be able to clear that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
All right, I think we're ready to get started. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to do our closing circle. So I am going to share my screen with you, and I'm going to share the Padlet. And each person is going to go through and read out loud what everyone has written for them. So let me share my screen. You can see the Padlet now, mm-hmm. right? Can you see it?
Okay. Yes.
So I'm going to go down and I'm going to be the goat, and I'm just going to model. Oh, there's the thing. Hold on 1 second, the goat's at the bottom. So if I was the goat and it was my turn, I would say, I am bad in a good way. Mm-hmm. I am a mascot. I am the greatest of all time. I am a smartass. I am a kid at heart. It's funny how those all really apply to me. So I want you to look into the camera when you're reading this. And I want you to really take in what people have said about me, because this is authentic. This is what we really see in you and people that really see you. So take a deep breath. And we're gonna start with Teresa. I don't know if I can't make the screen smaller. I guess I can move down.
Are we all saying this? Are we all saying this?
No, one at a time. So when it's your picture, you'll talk. So.
Oh, okay.
Teresa, are you there? She's in the car, so. All right, Teresa, text me when you're ready. We'll come to you. So Laurie, you're up first. So I'll move it up. I'll move it along as you're reading. So if you want to start.
Okay. So I am funny. I am hilarious, I am grounding and wise. I am bigly, which I don't know what that means.
It means you have a great big personality that fills the room.
Okay. I am hilarious, I am caring, I am funny. I am a big heart, I am great smile, I am comical, I am amazing, I am a healer. I am hilarious. I am strong. I am brave. I am dancing joy. I am truth and love. I am glowing.
Yeah. Silent applause. Beautiful. Okay, let's see who's next. Raphael.
Okay, all right. I am wise. I am non-judgmental. I am a wizard. I am playful. I think I know who's soul brother. I am grounded. I am open. I am courageous. I am caring. I am wise. I am soulful. I am genuine. I am double wise. I am profound. I am a visionary. I am a seer. I am seeking and sharing love and wisdom. I am thorough. I am thought-provoking. I am sweet. And can I add one? I am humbled.
There that sweet factor comes in. Mandy?
Okay, go.
So I am warm, I am thoughtful, I am kind, I am chill, I am caring, I am sweet, I am brave, I am deep, I am loving, I am innocent, I'm expanding, I am sweet, I am gentle power, I am supportive, I'm warm, I'm loving, I am fun things in life, I am courageous, I am gentle, and I'm softness.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
Beautiful. Let's see how I can move this to you. Okay. Nancy, are you ready?
You're muted, honey.
You're muted.
Okay, here I am. I am, which one am I?
You're the one to the right here. It says soulful. You want me to move it up? I'll move it up so you can see.
Yeah.
There you are right there, see?
No.
You can't see yourself on the screen?
Wait a minute, here, I got it. Okay. I am soulful, I am loving, I am special. I am grandma. I am a grandma. I am, kind. I am soulful. I am unbelievably special to me. I am intuitive. I have wisdom. I am soulful. I'm wise, I'm spiritual, family, I'm wise, I have fun wisdom, I'm whimsical, I hold space, I'm wise, I'm comforting, I'm thoughtful.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get Lisa. Okay. Evie, you are up.
Okay. I am mama. I am fun. I am nurturing. I am love. I am mother. I am love. I am loving, thank you. I am family, I am nurturing, I am compassionate, I am mother, I am loving, I am giving, I am generous, I am love. I am open-hearted. I am thoughtful. I am a fighter. I am mama. Thank you all. Love you.
Aren't you guys lucky to be around all these awesome people? Okay, Willa.
I am eloquent. I am soothing. I am an artist. I am unique. I am lovely. I am wise. I am loving. I am a sage. I am so lovely. I am insightful. I am gentle. I'm a safe haven. I'm a gentle heart. And I am autistic. Thank you, everybody.
Well, those things are so nice, but it's even better in your British accent.
Thank you.
Okay, Joanne.
See, I'm close. Duh. Hi, I wish I could say my list is beautiful as well. I'll give it. I am strong. I am lovely. I am empowered. I am friend. I am strong. I am brave. I am strength. I am strong. I am connection. I am intuitive. I am. Let's see. I am wise. Thank you. Thank you. I am courageous. I am big heart. I am fun. I am love. I am evolving spirit. I am honest. I am a listener, and I'm fun. Thank you, everyone.
Love you, Joanne.
I want you guys to take a screenshot of what everybody thinks about you and pull it out when your inner critic comes out and you start beating yourself up or you start feeling disconnected from the group. Read all these things. Okay. Viviana.
Hi. I am loving, I am brave, I am funny, I'm life, I am love, I am compassion, I am calming.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I lost.
Oh, okay. I am beautiful, I am soft, I am loving, I am heartful, I am love, I am warm, I am passionate, I am so warm and loving, I am angelic, I am supportive, I am kind, I am manifestor, I am believer. Oh my God, thank you.
Okay, I am going to go to Liz.
Hey, I am genius, I am bold, I am a networker, I am a professional, I am knowledgeable, I am strength, I am smart, I am courageous, I am strength, gentle, power, and wise. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am a powerhouse. I'm a networker. I'm inspiring. I'm courageous, knowing, and resolute. Thank you.
Okay, Raina.
I am big heart. I am transforming. I am bigly. I am power. I am marshmallow. I am writing. I am strong. I am soul. I am teacher. I am strong. I am supportive.
Sorry, just having an issue moving this down.
I am compassionate. I am rainbow bridge. I am observant power. I am sexy. I am passionate. Don't laugh. Now I'm gonna go over again.
I agree.
She was
I am passionate. I am teacher. I am creative, and I am strong.
I loved marshmallow and sexy. Those two are my favorite ones. They're awesome. Okay,
so I somehow ended up with two. I have this one, which is in color, and then I have a different one, which is in black and white.
Because I posted yours before you posted, and then you posted it, and I didn't realize until people had started writing. So we'll do both of them. So you get to read both of them. So read this one, and then we will go to the next one.
All right. So I am a soulmate. I'm a spirited soul. I'm a visionary. I'm a master. I am a sage. I am all of life's mysteries. I'm a wearer of sunglasses, hey, and regular glasses, which Satish hates. I am kind. I am deep. I am a seer. I am soulful wisdom. I am trustworthy. I am a presence, and I am a guide.
I'm going to go down to your other picture.
Okay. I am sunglasses and regular glasses. I'm a soulmate. I am a soul searcher. I am warmth. I am solid. I am insightful. I am a sage. I am wise. I am a seeker. I am comfortable, comforting. I am reliable. I have a tender heart. I am a guide, and I am dynamic. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Yeah.
Love you.
Hold on.
Ready?
Deb?
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
I am soft and sweet. I am soothing. I am loving. I'm enticing. I'm eloquent. I'm soft, I'm quiet, I'm soulful, I have a beautiful voice, I'm a spirited songster, I'm self-confident, I'm a gentle spirit, I am quietly courageous, I am resilient, I am loving, I'm inviting, I am a sweet singer. Thank you.
Jennifer? Jenny? She's not there right now. Okay. We'll come back to her. Satish.
That's such a badass picture of me. If you could just put the picture up there, I'll read things off of my phone.
All right. There you go.
All right. I'm light-spirited, I'm a trickster peacock, warrior, wild, spiritual badass, big heart, undercover soft heart, joyous, big-hearted, fun-loving, starlight, caring, Dalai Lama, sage, deep, impish, fun and wise, striver, clever, analyzer, trickster. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. I think that's Laurie next.
I
am a soul searcher. I am full of life. I am the juggernaut. I am creative. I am resilient. I am bold. I am open and loving. Mm-hmm. I am welcoming. I am giving. I am spreading love. I am playful. I am a visionary. I am strong. I am courageous. I am courage. I am bold. I am passionate. I am resilient. I am raw, beautiful power. I am heart, and I am brave.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Mm-hmm. We're on to Paula.
I'm anonymous. I'm anonymous. No.
Not anymore.
I'm big heart. I'm funny. I'm transforming. I'm love. I'm gentle. I'm loving. I'm warm. I'm fun. I'm embracing. I'm life of the party. I'm loving, accepting, joyous. I'm sunshiny. I'm Christopher Robin. I know who wrote that. I am fun. I'm strong. I'm bright, shade, and wise. I'm smile. I am bright. Thank you, everybody.
What's the Christopher Robin reference?
Winnie the Pooh.
No, I know that, but why are you Christopher Robin?
Because I had it as an archetype. I had Winnie the Pooh as an archetype in my first chakra. I've changed it, but I had that, yeah.
Okay, CJ, you're up.
Okay, Paula stole my thunder. I was going to say anonymous, too.
Great minds think alike.
I thought Satish would say that, though. Surprised me. I am a companion. I am loving. I am brave. I am a trickster. I am smart. I'm courageous. I am deep. I am smart. I am wicked. I know who wrote that.
Not me.
Powerhouse. I am wisdom. I am heartly. I am strong. I am warm power. I am adventurous. I am a gentle heart. I am fun. And I am giving. Thank you.
Nice.
Go, CJ.
Yes, sir.
Jennifer Eve, are you here now?
Jen, I think you're muted.
I can't see her. Can anybody see if Jennifer's there?
Yeah, I can see her. She's muted.
Can you unmute her, Mike?
Yep, I am.
Okay.
Hi.
Here we go.
Composing myself because that made me cry at the same break. Okay. Where am I? I have to find myself. Where am I?
Okay.
Yep, got it. Thank you. I am inquisitive. I am seeker. I am strong. I am sensitive. I am seer. I am Phoenix Rising. I am strong. I am intuitive. I am bigly energy. I am strong. I am spiral. I am creative. I am intense. I'm intuitive. I'm knowledge. I am creative. I am talented. I am creative versatility. I am problem solver. I am intuitive.
Shara.
CJ, I would have said you're a wicked pisser. All right. So I am Karen.
Your soulmate?
Oh, no. This is me. What does that say?
You're Karen.
Oh, no, the next one?
I think it means cha-ching, right?
Cha-ching. Whatever. I'm
like cha-ching. Money.
Okay. I am strength. I am thoughtful. I am strong. I'm powerhouse. I am warrior. I'm heat. I am. No. That's oh, compassionate. I am strong. I'm transformation matter. Passionate. I am survivor. I am heart of heat. Heart. It's heart. Heart. I am heart. I am loving. Sorry, I can't say. I am loving. I'm blind. I am fun. I am reliable. I am powerful. I'm a listener. I'm a wise woman. Thank you.
Yay. So remember that when you have to write down your higher self qualities on your chart, you could also look at this list. So I'm going to skip Robin for right now because she's not here. If we have time at the end, I'll read hers. Casey? Casey's mic has not been working, but can Casey read this herself? If not, I'll read it for her. All right, we'll come back to Casey. Kristen, if you could check in with her and see if she wants to come on to read it. Okay, Renee.
Okay, so this is a really sweet exercise, and for some reason, my throat got scratchy right before this activity.
Interesting. Fits chocolate.
It is. Yeah, okay, so... am I at welcoming? Because I'm on my phone.
You're right here, warrior. Do you see where it says warrior? I'm moving the arrow.
Okay, warrior. I am a warrior. I am resilient. I am sweet. I am a transformer. I am authentic. I am sensitive. I am beautiful. I am courageous. I am a soulie. Thank you. I know who wrote that. I am a searcher. I am earth energy. I am soul. I am a soul sister. I am resilient. I think that's quiet. I am strong. I am strength. I am lovely. I am loving. I am a powerhouse. I am enduring. So I'm honored. Thank you. I appreciate all of the kind words, everyone.
I'm going to go here to Janina.
So I am amazing. I am powerful. I am a spiritual sumo warrior. I am confidence. I am beautiful. I am gentle but powerful. I am gentle strength. I am kindness. I am gently powerful. I am powerful. I am loving. I am nurturing.
Hey, Janina, I can't really hear you. Could you please be louder?
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, how's this? Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I am gentle strength. I am kindness. I am gently powerful. I am powerful. I am loving, I am nurturing, I am a teammate, I am powerful, calm, I am sensual, I am gentle power, I am shining, and I am giving. Thank you all very
much. Yay!
So Amy. Wow, we have lots of Teresa's up there. I think she wants her turn. Okay, Amy.
Are we muted?
Yes, you're unmuted now.
Okay. I am playful, I am courageous, I am cartwheeler, I am sweet, I am caring, I am whimsical, I am fun, I am friend, I am fun, I am fun, I am fun, I am playful, I am loving, I am whimsical, I am supportive, I am good listener. I am genuine, beautiful, and fun. I am uplifting. I am sweetheart. Thank you. Love you.
Yeah.
Let's go up to Teresa. Teresa, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the this one.
What's up, Teresa?
Teresa.
Hi.
Wait, hold on one second, Teresa.
We raced back to Lisa's house in Springfield so we could get on for the end. Okay.
Hey guys. I just want to let you know. Sorry, I'm echoing. Okay, just going to echo. Thunderstorms are rolling through in Liz's area, so they may be coming to other areas. Just in case people drop off, be prepared.
Okay. Thanks. Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
And we can go through a torrential downpour.
Oh. I'm ready. I am powerful. I am a social butterfly. I am strong. I am powerful. I am a defender. I am a phoenix. I am becoming. I am strong. I am resilient. I rock. I am helpful. I am transformative. I am knowing. I am loving. I am a soul sister. I am powerful. I am a powerful communicator. I am insightful and I am clairvoyant. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, Lisa.
I am teacher's pet. I am growth. I am vision art. I am visionary. I am grounded. I am helpful. I am warm. I am caring. I am authentic. I am supportive. I am real. Stop moving. I am supportive. I am sincere. I am honest. I am strong. I am love. I manifest my dreams. I am straightforward and I am passionate. Thanks, you guys.
Kristen, are you there?
Yes, Casey would like for you to read it.
Wonderful. Hey. There we go. Hi, Casey. There's our... Okay, here's for Casey. Casey is damn cute. Oh, I'm echoing.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Casey is damn cute. Casey is sensitive. She is powerful. She is perceptive. She is the sweetest badass. She is a thinker. She is strong. She is wise. Casey is insightful and unique. She is deep. Casey is a bridge. She is beautiful. She is spirit. She is spirit connected. She is caring. She is helpful. She is the nicest asshole ever. Casey is so deep and insightful. She is so aware and she is so brave. Well, it's hard to read those. You know, it's not for me. It makes me want to cry. Beautiful. I'm going to, would somebody like to read Robin's? Robin couldn't be here this weekend, but she's been a big part of our group, so.
I'll read it for her.
Go ahead, Lori.
Robin is sweet. Robin is kind. Robin is courage. Robin is warm. Robin is loving. Robin is gentle. Robin is caring. Robin is lovable. Robin is beautiful. Robin is friend. Robin is caring. Robin is lovable. Robin is beautiful. Robin is caring. Robin is kind. Robin is sensitive. Robin is caring. Robin is mysterious. Robin is powerful. Robin is sweetness. Robin is strength. Robin is sweet.
Is there anybody that I skipped over that I missed? Okay. Well, I hope that you treasure these lists. I hope that you treasure the connections that you've made this year with your classmates that are here with you on this journey, the connections that you've made with the teaching staff. We all really love you, and it's always so hard at the end of the year to watch you move on to the third year, but we know that you're ready for new challenges and new teachers. And I just want to say how much I am really honored to have been here and to have learned from you and to have worked with you. And stay in touch.
You all have been amazing teachers. I feel so blessed.
Yes.
I was scared first year to second. I was like, oh, you know, that whole crew. And you all just really are amazing. And you guys connect so well. And each of you are so loving and just genuine, very genuine. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. I love you. I respect you. And God bless you.
Hey, do we know our third-year teachers by any chance yet, or?
No.
To teach.
We don't know what's happening.
Okay, fair. Thank
trying
you.
Trying to get on the good list.
It's been a real joy. Really, from my heart.
Paula, you are.
It's true.
What did she say?
Shatij is trying to get on the good list.
Yeah. That's my life purpose. That's my life purpose.
It would be a climb. It would be a climb.
Teacher's pet, Shatij?
Well, according to the charts, it was you, Lisa.
That's a mirror.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike, Margie, all the teachers.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you guys. All right, so 5 o'clock, be in the big room.
Okay.
We're gonna have the big school closing.
I don't want to say goodbye.
We have to.
I didn't want to either. Say goodbye, Laurie.
Thank you for holding such a safe space, all the teachers and TAs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
We love you guys.
Ready.
We love you too.
Mm-hmm. And for sharing your unique skills, because you're all so different, and I really appreciate that you show up so much as yourselves.
Well, like you saw, did you get a chance to see that video on Facebook?
Which one?
Oh, we are very unique group.
Yes, you dancing, yes.
That was great.
What's your move?
That was fun. Yeah, that was good.
It was good. Yeah. See you guys at 5.
Love you all. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much with the burning ears.
Thank you all, you guys. Bye.
Bunny ears.
Right. Bye.
This is great. It's like midnight out there, Patty.
Oh man, it has been amazing. I've never seen hail like that before.
Really?
I was saying, wow, my window's gonna break. I mean, it was really amazing. Yeah.
I'm just a little south of you, so it's just starting to lightning.
Oh yeah, it will be quite the show. Yeah.
Did it move through, Patty?
It's still really dark out. It's been a while. It's been going on for like 20 minutes. It's really been pretty exciting. I was a little concerned about the hail because I have all these skylights. So it was like, oh my God, what's happening? Yeah.
Do you notice Marjorie's new name?
I love it.
Dirty
Marsh. I almost booted you off, Marma.
If so, do we want to go to another room? Because we still have we're good. You're still recording, Mike.
Oh, good, thanks.